The Excel Data Analysis Package is able to easily produce for you a wide variety of statistics. You'll just scratch the surface of these capabilities in your next assignment. This video uses data in the Cost of Goods Sold, or COGS, COGS column, and what you'll see in this video is very similar to what you'll do in the assignment, except you'll be using the revenue column instead of the COGS column. To make it easier to write formulas using the COGS column, we'll define a range called COST. The data will be in rows 2 through 1127. Therefore, there are 1,126 rows of data in the range COST. Using this range name, it's easy to use the data analysis package to run descriptive statistics on cost information. Select data, then data analysis, and then select descriptive statistics. Tell Excel that we want to use the range name COST. Since the cost range starts in row 2, we do not need to indicate that there are labels in the first row. We need to tell Excel what statistics we want, so here we select Summary Statistics, and we're also asking to have the results placed on a separate sheet. Here are the results. The count is 1126. You can also see the other statistics that Excel produces automatically without you having to code functions yourself, such as median, mode, minimum, maximum, and so on. We're interested in doing a further analysis of cost data by doing frequency counts and then preparing a histogram. This is done by using the data analysis package and selecting histogram. Again, we use the range COST. When we do this, we see we must tell Excel how to define the bins that are going to be used on the histogram. Let's cancel the analysis for now so we can define the bin information. We wish to start by using 5 bins. We have some simple calculations to do to define these 5 bins. We know the minimum cost and maximum cost from descriptive statistics that we just created. Let's copy that information from the descriptive statistics onto the main sheet at cell N3. It does not matter what cell you use as long as it's outside of the sales table. N3 is just a convenient location. Now we have all the information that we need to create a histogram of cost information. We use data analysis and histogram, and the input range is cost. The bin range that we created is in M3 through M9, so we code that. We specify that we want the output on a new sheet, and here's the output. It gives us a count of the number of rows in each bin. Now, we can turn that into a histogram by inserting a recommended chart of type frequency. We can see that most of the sales transactions show a cost of $7,200 or less. Let's do the same analysis, only this time we will use 10 bins. We start by copying the work that we've done before and then change the number of bins from 5 to 10. This time, we'll create the bin information starting in M13. Again, start at 0 and increased by the rounded bin width until the maximum is exceeded. Our bin information is now in M13 through M24 and we're ready to do another histogram. This time, the input range is again cost, and the bin information is in M13 to M24. We ask for the frequency information on a new sheet, and then we ask Excel to draw the histogram. When dealing with a new set of data for the first time, you may need to experiment with the number of bins to see what would be the best presentation of the data. The percentile.inc and the quartile.inc functions are useful, for example, in finding the minimum GPA required to be in the top 10% or the top 25% of the class. Let's use these two functions to find the 20th percentile, the first quartile, and the 80th percentile of cost. First, let's compute the 20th percentile. This means that 20% of the transactions have a cost less than this number, and 80% of the transactions have a cost greater than this number. Next, let's compute the first quartile. This means that 25% of the transactions have a cost less than this number, and 75% of the transactions have a cost greater than this number. Finally, let's compute the 80th percentile. So far, we've been dealing with numbers of transactions or counts. What can we say about the actual cost numbers themselves? Let's compute the sum of the cost column. We know that the value of the 25th percentile is 2480. Let's do a sum if to add up the cost numbers that are less than 2480. The criteria less than 2480 is now in cell K14. So to do the addition, we use sum if parentheses cost comma K14 parentheses. Cost is the range, and cell K14 contains the criteria. By dividing the number we just obtained by the sum of all the cost numbers, we can see that only 7% of the cost is contained in the first quartile. By changing the criteria to greater than 2480, we can see that 92% of the cost is in the top three quartiles. Let's see what happens when we change just one number to a very low number. The first row of data has been modified now to have 0 in the cost column. After that minor change, let's run the descriptive statistics again. By copying the results onto the same page of statistics that we generated earlier, we can see what has changed and what has remained the same. In this case, only maximum, count, median, and mode remain the same.